good to be here tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. God's been good to me and took care of me, looked after us. And, you know, I ain't never been without no food, you know, unless I was fasting or something. But, you know, these people going around, they don't have nothing to eat. And people sleeping out in the, I ain't never slept outside unless I was camping out. I wouldn't want to be sleeping outside all the time, that's for sure. But I'm glad the Lord's took care of me and blessed me and gave me a family. I'm glad he gave me the mom and dad I had. They was good and loved me and took care of me. And they kids this day and time, they don't appreciate what they got. They always want more. And you know, they don't respect their mothers and fathers. Dad works all day and comes home and they don't respect him. You think they'd want to help out and do something for him, but you know, things are different. I mean, when I was a kid, man, it was a whole lot different than it is this day and time. I remember when my dad come home at 3 o'clock, the food was always on the table. My mama always had his food on the table, had it ready. And never, and when he come in the door, it was there. Never run late, you know, nothing. And mama always washed our clothes. I never had to go look for my clothes. Mama always washed them, took care of them. Right. Ain't like that no more. You know what I mean? I mean, families ain't like that. I mean, parents ain't like that. I mean, it's changed so much. You know, women on equal rights and all this stuff. They went to work in the factories and all this. But it messed up the homes, what it done. The homes ain't like they used to be. I mean, when everybody waited till dad come home, and you didn't just go in there and start eating one by one. When he come in, then everybody said a blessing and eat. It's not like that no more. Life has changed. Have your Bible opened up to 2 Samuel. I just got a little something. Lord laid on my heart. I preached Sunday, and it's just a little message. Over in chapter 3 of 2 Samuel, in verse 11, it says I'll start with verse 10. It says, "And he rose, and he smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave into the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hittite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop. There was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. And he stood in the midst of the ground, and he defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought the great victory that day." Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of the Word of God. Pray, God, you touch my lips, God, and help me, Lord, not to say the contrary to teaching the Word of God. Lord, I ask you, God, to bless, that be a blessing to someone, Lord, someone lost, they might get saved. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I titled this, if you got titles for things, "Standing in the Pea Patch." Standing in the pea patch. Shammah, he was a great man of God, one of David's great men. And if you read on before, and the man of God, I was trying to see which one it was, Eleazar, he was stood and fought, and he was a mighty man of David, and he fought the Philistines in the battle in Israel. I think he's the one where the sword clave to his hand, just molded to it for fight. And then he going up above there, and that one guy's name was Adio or something. He killed like 800 men in one spot. Yeah. Now you tell me, people want a superhero? I mean, them was some heroes there. One man killed 800 of the Philistines. I mean, I think to myself, you think yourself going to kill 800? Where'd he put them all? I mean, I believe the Word of God. He must have moved around and throwed them. He said he killed them with the sword. And he was killing them because he was taking a stand for the Lord. And here, Shammah, he went up there and he took a stand in the pea patch. God gave him as a certain piece of ground. He said, but it's full of lentils. And lentils, that's just peas. And he stood in that ground and fought the enemy. And as he fought the enemy, that was a time of great conflict. And they come up and fought against him. And where'd all the Israelites go? They ran. They wasn't ready to fight. They was just out there farming, you know, doing all the work. But they all ran. Now, I don't know how many was in that troop, but it had to be a whole lot of them. But here he stood against them and fought against them. And thing I get out of this, God's put you in a pea patch. God's give you a place of ground. And I think our ground is in this world. We're standing in this ground and on this world. We're supposed to defend and fight off the devil. We're supposed to be a testimony for God. We're supposed to have the power of God on. What if you had the power of God on you like Shammah did and Eliezer and that other guy? And what if you had that kind of power not to be able to fight, but to fight with the Word of God? I mean, to be able to come back with the Word of God, and when somebody comes up and says something, and you give them a scripture back, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly divide the Word of truth. When you stand and get, you should be able to stand and glorify God, and God get the glory. But too many of us, we're weak. We're not strong. We're not strong in the Word of God. But here this guy was strong. I mean, he was a warrior, and he fought. And we've been in a battle. I've been a warrior 47 years, and I think, man, I'm pitiful. I'm a pitiful warrior. But these men have fought, and that's all they know. They fight. They fought all the time. They defended, and they fought for David. They went and all the way through the Philistines and got David a drink of water and brought it back to him. And then David poured it out on the ground because he was ashamed to drink it. Didn't drink it. But they were great men of God. And they stood. You don't see men of God much like that anymore. You don't see people who has the power of God on them. I'm talking about just not a preacher. I'm talking about a Christian, a child of God. Where's the power? This man here had this power on him, and he was able to go out in this conflict and fight against the enemy. And because it was harvest time, and there was food there, then peas was food for the men and for the people. And he didn't want them to take it over and wipe it out. So he stood and fought for it and stood his ground. How many times have you stood your ground to people, and then you get ashamed because you don't know what to answer them? Oh, you had to say, well, I'll let you know or something. I mean, it's pitiful that we, children of God, can't stand up against the devil and fight for what God has given us and what God has given us, the Word of God. This is what he put in your hand. He put this in. That's all he's going to require from you is the Word of God. He ain't going to require all these other books that men's got. This King James Bible is what he's going to require of you. And when you stand before him, I mean, are you going to be ashamed, or are you going to be like a mighty man, like Shammah here, who fought the battle, who killed all them people, and he saved the ground? The Philistines run off. They left. Yeah. I mean, are you like that, or am I like that? I think, how sorry have I been in 47 years of being saved, and what I should know and what I don't know, and what I've let the devil rob me of, because I hadn't been faithful to the study and the remember Scripture. I mean, it's hard to remember Scripture the older you get. Yeah. It is for me. But he stood there in a time of great conflict, and we're in a great conflict now. Man, there's battles going on all around you, spiritual battles, and then all kind of wars and things happening in this world today. But the spiritual battles that are taking place, that where we need to step in and stand for God. Oh, would you run up and help somebody who needed help as a child of God? Or would you back off and run? Maybe Shem had run before. I don't think he ever had, but maybe he had. I mean, what would you do if a pile of them come running up on you? Would you stand and fight for the word of God? Or what would you do? I mean, I ain't going to say what I'd do because I don't know what I'd do till the time happens. And then when the time happens, you know what you do. But Shammah here, it was a great time of conflict. And it was a time when all the people, they was happy and, you know, out there planting the garden and harvesting and taking stuff in. But then here come the Philistines running up, and they all run. They wasn't prepared. One man out of all of them was prepared. And you know, that's about the way the church is. You got very few people that's really prepared to stand against the devil. I mean, if they come in here tonight and going to take your Bible, would you give them your Bible, or what would you do? I mean, you think about that a minute. Lester Roloff, they put padlocks on his church. I mean, what would you do if we come up here and the church doors was padlocked? Would you break them off, or would you come in? What would you do, run, go back home? It's something to think of. And we're close to all this. Man, they hate us as Christians. They count us as terrorists. That's what they think we are. Just because we believe the word of God, because we stand, and because people like Preacher Hyde stand and fight for the word of God. People say, well, you ain't supposed to fight over the Bible. Well, I tell you what, this old King James Bible, you say, well, it can fight for itself. Well, if I lay this book down here and you come up here, what's this book going to do? Is it going to jump up and cut you to pieces? No, God's got men, got people like you and me who's supposed to use this book and defend the word of God with the word of God. You're not supposed to stand back and let people cut the word down, cut God down. I mean, he uses you. And how can he use you and use me if there's nothing inside of us, if I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost and with the power of God, and you're not prayed up and you're not looking to be able to stand in a time of great conflict and be able to fight for the Lord? I mean, he uses us. Yes. And then it's a time of great courage. I mean, he had great courage. Man, what kind of courage is that? To stand there and fight all them guys. I mean, I've been in fights before and stuff, but I ain't never fought three or four at one time. I don't know. I expect my legs would be shaking a little bit, kind of shaky, you know. One time I was going to drag race this guy, and I was in the car, and he was over here, and I had my GTO, and man, about that time, I felt my legs start jittering. I kind of got scared a little bit, pushing my legs. I mean, what would you do if all them was coming at you one time? And he didn't. He stood his ground. This time, we stand our ground against the devil and quit backing down. I mean, stand up and fight the devil. I mean, don't run from him. Fight him. Fighting with the word of God. The Bible says that the Bible is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts down to the marrow of the bones. I mean, right into the very inside of the bone. You can stand and use this book and cut somebody to pieces with it. But you got to know it first. You got to have it in your heart and be able to fight. You got to have that courage. And he had the courage to resolve this situation and take care of it. And he stood and he fought one by one, and he killed them all or whatever and wiped them out. And he took care of the situation. Why did he do it? What was his reason? Because he wanted to stand his ground and take care of the ground of God, take care of the things of God there, and so the people could eat, so the people wouldn't starve to death. But he stood in a time when he needed to stand. Are you going to stand when the time comes? I mean, I'm serious, and I've thought about this. I mean, I've been through a lot of things. And I tell you what, I've stood some things before. But I tell you, we hadn't stood what could come upon us. I mean, we don't know what's coming up. The way things are looking, the way things are happening, I mean, we don't know what the future holds. I mean, we might get out of here in the next few minutes. I mean, the rapture might take place, the trumpet, so we might go up and meet the Lord in the air, and then the dead rise, and we might all go up to be together. Just any minute now. But then again, we might have to stand some fight. We might have to fight some battles that we ain't never fought before. I mean, it's bad enough fighting battles mentally and physically that you have come upon you, and financially troubles come upon you, and you fight them things, and you pray and seek God, and God meets the need, and God takes care of us. I mean, it's a blessing to know that God answers prayer. I didn't know that about Sister Kayla till the other night, about her with a child. Boy, it blessed my heart. I couldn't help but cry. I mean, I thought, boy, perseverance and standing and pray. She didn't give up. Man, I feel God going up and down my back. She didn't give up. We didn't give up. We prayed and prayed. And look what God done. God reaps the benefit. Thank God, God answers prayer. You say, somebody says, well, they ain't no God. Don't tell me they ain't no God. I've seen God answer prayer too many times when things you think are impossible to happen and years go by and you think it's not going to happen. And then God comes on the scene and it makes it happen. And that's when you stood your ground and you hadn't given to the devil and you stood and fought the battle and God met the need. Boy, God's good, isn't he? I thank God. God can take care of me in any way, anyhow he sees fit. But God is good. I thank for the Lord Jesus Christ died for me. But here, in a time of courage, he had a time of courage, and he stood that ground, and he didn't give his ground up, and he stood it for the people. He stood it for the Lord Jesus Christ. He stood it for the church. And he stood for the lost people. When you're standing a witness, you're doing it for the lost people. I mean, if you back down and run, they die and go to hell. But you don't know that when you're standing and you're proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ and telling people, and you're standing that ground and being a witness and a testimony, and you're telling them about Jesus, you don't know who's listening to you. You don't know who might get saved. When we get to heaven, you don't know who might come up to you one day when we're in heaven and say, boy, I thank you for preaching or witnessing, and they got saved because of you. I mean, you got to stand your ground. It's no place to run. I mean, why do you think over there in Ephesians where he gives you the things for battling, he ain't got nothing on your back. You ain't got nothing on your back. I mean, you ain't got nothing on your knee. You get out and pray. Yeah, you don't run in this battle. You got to stand against the devil and fight him. Those fiery darts coming at you, that's why you got that shield of faith to hold them up and fight them off. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is in the midst of all this that takes place, and God took care of it. And then there was a great conquest. He won the victory. And he won it in the end. He won the victory. Can you imagine everybody after he won the victory? Probably all them Israelites, they was probably come sneaking out everywhere, you know, seeing, hey, he won. Hey, look, he killed all them Philistines. He wiped them out. I mean, wouldn't that be a great battle, a great thing that happened, a great victory? And one man done this. One man was willing to stand. Just think if one of us was willing to stand. He's willing to stand. God called you to preach. Young guys, they say God called them to preach. Now, I don't know if God called them or not. Right. I just know if God calls you to preach, you're going to preach. I mean, I preached. I had chickens. I preached to them chickens. I don't know how many got saved, but I preached to them. I had about 100 of them. I'd get out there preaching to them. I'd get out there preaching to my dogs so they get to howling so loud. I thought, well, they're shouting. I preach to them. I mean, God puts it in you to preach the Word of God. You're going to preach. You cannot put that fire out. When that fire is on you to preach the Word of God, it's got to come out. Yes. I mean, I've been preaching going down the road. People probably think I was crazy. But it's got to come out. Yes. You stand your ground. Even if you're not a preacher, if you're just a laborer or a child of God, saved and born again, you stand. And you don't give up the pea patch. You stand in it and you fight and you keep us fighting until the Lord tells you to quit. Until you lay down and go to heaven or you fall over or rapture takes place. I've come too far to give up. I've been saved 47 years, going on 48. And I ain't always done what God wanted me to do, and I've failed the Lord a whole lot. I'm probably the sorriest one around. But I tell you one thing, I ain't never stopped looking for Jesus Christ to come. I might not have no other rewards, but I got one for looking for him to come. I look every morning, every time I'm looking for Jesus Christ to come. Why? Because I've stood in that pea patch, and I've fought the devil, and I've seen what God can do. I've read the Word of God, and I've read the last chapter, and it says he wins. He won. Man, we're on the winning side. Why not stand and fight? Don't roll over and give in to the devil. No matter what, I'm in a time of pain or death or whatever, when you're vulnerable and the devil's good can come in on you, stand up and fight. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. There's no time to throw in the towel. Man, he's too close to come now. I heard somebody say, well, you know, if you kill yourself, you won't go to heaven. Well, if you're saved, you will. If you're saved, you're going to go to heaven no matter what. But let me tell you this. What if you would kill yourself and you get up there in heaven and the Lord, you go over there and the Lord says, just sit down over here. We're fixing to have the rapture. And well, wouldn't that be bad? Here, you killed yourself, the rapture's going to take place. So I'm telling you what, I don't think nobody's going to kill. I hope you ain't going to kill yourself. If you get them, I've thought about it before, but that was just the devil. But I'm telling you, keep on keeping on for the Lord. I mean, stand in that pea patch and don't give in to the devil. I mean, the devil wants you to quit. The devil wants you to stop. I mean, the devil don't want you to keep praying for something. I mean, you pray and you pray and you persevere and you keep on praying and praying. And then God comes through and answers it. What a blessing. What a blessing it is. I tell you, I went back there. It blessed my heart to know that she was going to have a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I went back and cried. It was just such a blessing to know. Because I know she has prayed more than anybody. But we've all prayed and prayed.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then God, and he fulfills that. And that's something to shout about. Hallelujah. I'm glad God is real.
Yeah.
He's real tonight. Yeah. He's just as real as I am standing up here as you are saying. He's real tonight. He's not no fake God. He's not just some fairy tale that somebody's read about. Somebody said, this lady told me to this. Girl told her that it's just a book that any man, some man wrote. No, God wrote this book, and everything's real. And you tell me this, if the things ain't real in it, or why'd they go out there in the Dead Sea? Why'd they find when Moses and them went across the sea? Why the chariots went out in the water? Why are they finding wheels out in the water? Sure. I read where they found the chariot wheels out in the water. Because it's real, it happened.
Sure.
He's real today. Thank God. I say hallelujah, glory to God. Thank God, I'm glad I'm saved.